everybody. Welcome to episode number 48 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host today. I'm joined by Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Dana Jung Award.
Hi.
Megan Sullivan.
Ni hao.
And Audrey Drake.
Hey, everyone.
Audrey's Sweet. Finally back with us.
Finally. I know. I've been so busy. I've been neglecting my Girl Fight duties.
Yeah. So we're going to hit episode 50 during E3.
Oh, really?
Well, it'll be the one we record after E3.
You should do it at E3. Oh, no, we tried that last year. That did not work out.
Yeah, no,
I was like,
there's no way.
A little busy, yeah.
Yeah, a little busy, a little tired, a little drunk, maybe.
We should all do me.
That will be me.
Combination of all of those things.
We need to do something special, though.
Jim Riley has agreed to record as long as he's not super busy that day. And that's actually a good one for him to come on, though, post E3.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he'll have lots of wonderful insights.
I might not be on it, though.
Okay.
I'm taking vacation from the 15th.
Okay.
So we have to do it before.
Jim Riley can be your replacement.
Oh, God. Pretend to be me. That would be really weird.
Yeah. And then finally, Guillermo316, if you're out there listening, you will get your wish. So
true.
Jim has accepted. He said he would. So if he's not on, that is his
Blame
fault.
Him.
And you should
send him angry
yell at
emails.
Him. Yeah. I have done my duty. So, a quick announcement I want to make. If you happen to know anything about web development, as in coding, and would like a job at IGN, we are currently running this little contesty type thing. I guess it's not really a contest.
It's sort of an application, like an aptitude sort of
test. Like those art tests that they send you in the mail.
Yeah.
It's like, draw this bear, draw this
draw
pirate.
This parrot. Yeah.
Yes, except it's code a bear.
Yeah.
No, not a bear.
So if you're, stuck in a dead end job and you're 18 and you can work in the United States, then you're more than welcome to participate in this. Just go to go.ign.com/code. That's CODE, foo, FOO. And the C and the F have to be capitalized. Otherwise,
what?
You won't get to the
That's
right site.
Stupid.
The URL.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Who coded that?
The person we're replacing.
Yes.
Clearly.
And you don't need to have
you don't need to have
experience.
Any experience at
you just
all.
Need to
be
interested
really awesome.
In programming and have it be something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah, and there are a few questions on there that you'll need to answer, and then if they like your answers, you'll have a phone interview, and if they like you on the phone interview, then they'll bring you here. So,
and they will pay to fly you here for the thing, so
yes.
You don't need to worry about money
yeah.
being in the way.
So, and you'll spend a few months working at IGN, learning all about coding and all that good stuff. And then if you're totally awesome, at the end of that, you may be offered a full-time job. So sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me.
If I knew how to code, I'd apply.
All right. So that's the only announcement I have. So let's talk about what we're playing. Audrey.
I have been playing a lot of Dead or Alive Dimensions, which I stayed up two nights playing, actually, so that I could review. And then now I'm also playing Paper Mario and the Thousand-Year-Old Door because I'm writing an article about Mario RPGs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Cool.
So would you have stayed up late playing Dead or Alive Dimensions if you did not have to for review?
I probably wouldn't have stayed up quite so late because I need my sleep. But yeah, it's actually a really excellent game. And there's tons more to do than in the Street Fighter game. I like the combat system in Street mm-hmm. Fighter a little more, but it's tons to do. So
you
it's nice to
like,
finally have a 3DS game
you
to
like
play.
The boobs more too, don't
oh,
you?
Oh yeah, you know me. I'm a boobs
They're
girl.
A little bit better in Dead or Alive
exactly.
than they are in Street Fighter.
Nice. Giant boobs in 3D.
Yup. You can imagine.
Why else do you think they made
the
a
jiggly
3D?
Physics.
A 3D
oh, it's
console.
Great. I interviewed Hayashi-san, actually, and I asked him, like, oh, what do you think the 3D is going to add to the gameplay? And he was like, oh, well, for us guys, you know, certain female body parts will stick out a lot more.
Oh, my God.
I don't
like,
believe
wow.
he actually said that.
I know.
Especially to you. You're like,
I almost
horrible,
did a pull quote of it.
Oh,
I almost did.
You should have.
I know.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Dude, don't say it. You don't want me to quote
yep,
it.
Yep, that's amazing.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Megan.
Gee, how do I follow up? I've been trying to finish Final Fantasy Complete Collection because apparently IGN editors can only take games from the library for 2 weeks. But as a JRPG fan, Colin should know, it takes forever to get through these games. So he was like,
oh, really?
I think I've had Infamous for
I think it's more like...
He gets on your tail if you
if
keep
it's
them
a
longer.
Popular game. Like, I mean,
I guess, but no one else is
going to
play it.
That game.
Yeah,
so
I don't
think
understand
okay.
the problem.
Yeah.
He just like see.
He just
very,
wants to make sure that people that the games don't disappear.
He's
which
vigilant
I understand because
vigilant.
They have been disappearing. So
yeah
that,
have.
Is, that is true. But everyone sees me playing at my desk. So I'm trying
so
to
all know you. When you steal it.
I've heard exactly. you pound your desk a few times.
Yeah,
I'm
like, oh, this game is cheap. Well, I'm trying to race through it, but old school RPGs punish you if you don't level grind.
Yeah.
So I'll get to a dungeon and I'll save it, and then I'm not nearly, I don't have enough stuff to get through a dungeon, or I'm not leveled up enough. So I will die and I will throw a fit. So I just climb 12 you know, levels of a mountain or a castle, and then I'll die and be like, oh, I just want to get to the
you
end of this
game.
You
gotta go back down to the castle.
All the way back down. Yeah, and I'm trying to race through it, and I'm playing the after years now. I finished the main game on Monday, which is Final Fantasy IV, which is my favorite game of all time, so obviously I like that. And I like the improvements in terms of graphics and things like that. The sound is a little weird. I'm not sure I like what they rearranged the music for the game, and it sounds how do I explain it? It sounds worse than the 16-bit music, which is, it's a really good soundtrack. It just doesn't sound as, like, good. I don't know how to explain it. So then I'm playing the After Years, which is a lot of filler material. I would have been angry if I had actually paid for this on WiiWare, which you actually had to do, because you pay by chapter. So it's like a Cecile's son, and then Radia, and then Edge, and Palam and Prom, and all that, and... each one you had to pay separately for, and some of these are terrible. And some of them, like the main store, is actually really good, but trying to work my way through that. And it's okay overall so far. Anyway, so the part I'm at is I'm on Edge's chapter, which has nothing to do with Edge. You play these four ninjas I've never heard of, and you wander around aimlessly looking for treasure and trying to figure out what's going wrong in the world, and it makes no sense. It is boring and a waste of my time, so I'm glad I didn't actually pay for that. But Radia's story and Cedar's story and a couple others are pretty good. But Yang, Palam, and Edge are not so good so far. So that's all I've been playing, just trying to make my way through that.
Cool. Dana?
I finally started L.A. Noire last night, which I picked up this weekend. And it's pretty good. I mean, it's what's funny to me is... I don't know. And I guess I didn't read a ton of the coverage because, you know, we would talk about it around the office. So then there's no need to read it. But I mean, it's an adventure game. I mean, it's an adventure game with a little shooting and a little driving. And that's.
Sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And like, I really like that stuff. It's just, it's kind of mind boggling to me. Like, I mean, it's an adventure game. And like, I just. Maybe that was in previews everywhere or in reviews. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Just because, I mean, I knew it was like very strange. I knew it wasn't like
open
all
world.
Of Rockstar's other games. Yeah. Right. But it's just, yeah, it's just surprising to me. Which not in a bad way, not in a bad way at all. Although it turns out I'm really, really bad at interrogating suspects. You would think I would be better after all the
difficult.
Years of Law and Order and all of this suspense thrillers that I have read. That I would be much better about this.
Some of the things that they ask you to like figure out though are totally random and weird, and you're like, why does this matter?
Yeah,
it's like so and so went down over here. Like they just make a statement, and it's. Doesn't seem like super important at all.
Right.
And they're like, are they telling the truth? I'm like, why do I even care?
Yeah. Like, who knows? Like, why do I have to do like, doubt versus
and
truth?
It's like
versus
almost
lie.
Always doubt. Like,
right.
It's
well,
just
except-
like, gee, it's like choosing C on a test.
Except
you're
I just
like, if you don't know the answer,
eventually you'll be right.
Yeah.
Except I just did one where I doubted both of the things and then it turned out I got 0 out of 2 right.
LOL.
Yeah. So can you fail a case? Like, can
you
not
you,
solve
no,
it?
No, it keeps.
It just gives
Go
you a score
away.
At the end.
I believe
like,
it
you
just
can
gives
solve
you,
it.
But I think that just has to do with your score.
Okay.
I mean, according to Hillary, you could be the worst detective in the world and still finish the game.
Which apparently is me so far. Even the tutorial, that like the very first interview that you do, Like I
got one of those. I had to, and then I got really mad at myself, so I turned it off, and then I rebooted.
Well, they just
it to
sent
go back
you back.
In.
They just send you back in over and like on that very first tutorial one. I kept screwing it up.
Wait,
I was like,
they send you back. Oh, I didn't know they sent you back in. I just quit.
They did. Yeah,
no, they did. You just reset
because
it.
I was like, no, I got it wrong. Reset.
Because I was being so bad at it that I went in that I think it was like four times, and I got what was annoying is that I got the first question right, and then the second question I
there
kept,
are only three options, Dana.
I think I kept trying to. No, what I kept trying to do is because when they lie, then you have to present evidence.
Oh, the evidence.
And so that was why.
You didn't know
what I mean, I screwed up the first one a couple times and then the second one. But then, so when I was screwing up the second one and they kept sending me back in, then I had to go all the way back through the first question sort of stuff too. I don't know. It's interesting. It's the faces kind of freak me out.
Oh,
I mean,
well, yeah.
They
I've consistently heard
weird.
That.
They
creepy.
Are better and they show more expression, but yeah, they just start hitting that sweet spot in the uncanny valley that mm-hmm. they kind of freak me out. And then there are just a couple of I feel like that the writing matters more, and I think Rockstar does some of the best game writing in games. Like I think that they are definitely one of the top of the pack, because there's a lot of really just terrible dialogue in games, and it isn't even the dialogue that's so bad, but I think it goes to show that there's just still so far to go, because there's not a fluidity, because you hit a pause when you have to do this thing, and then it just sounds weird to go from complete silence to have this guy being like getting all yeah. like rah and like all
like
up.
when you're taking your time yeah. like trying to figure out what yeah. to say to them, and then they're just sitting there like looking at yeah. you awkwardly, and then
yeah. yeah, and then you ask them yeah, and then you like say, and then you finally say something, and then they like.
Well, I think
right
like,
all the way up.
Your
it's
character
a little
too,
weird.
Cole, like gets really pissy really quickly, and it's a little yeah. bit surprising, and you're just like oh. Oh, geez. Okay. Like, yeah. I would not want to
it
be on his bedside.
It just seems so out of, like, the one that I did where the guy, like, I mean, first of all, it was one of those situations where I don't even know. I didn't even have that much proof. Like, he totally could have, like, lied his way out of it. I didn't have any solid proof
evidence
on it.
There.
And, yeah. But, like, and then he just got all riled up and he totally gave himself away. And I'm like, wow, you're a pretty stupid criminal.
Some of them are really stupid. And then some of them are bad. I mean, it's sort of like, I guess,
yeah.
real life. Like, some people
yeah,
are just
true.
Really dumb criminals.
There are some then, very dumb yeah. criminals.
And then like, some of them are a little bit sneakier. And-
right. Like the bank robbers who will write like the stick up notes on like the back of their own deposit slip. So it's like their name and address on them.
You always, read about, sweet.
Yeah. You always read about something like that, like every few months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm enjoying it. It's fun. So, and then I've also, so in addition to that, I've also been playing a little bit of Candy Train, although I think it is so Candy Train is that PopCap has their like little satellite studio where they do more experimental stuff. And so Candy Train is the second game to come out from them, and it's free. It's for iPhone, iPad. So download it because it's free. But it's one of those, you just basically have to switch the track around in the right
that
direction.
That game is stressful.
To get it, yeah, to get the train to keep going. It's really stressful on the iPhone because the squares are just too small that I always hit the wrong thing. I think on iPad I would enjoy it a lot more.
It's still stressful. Not as much, but yeah.
Because at least you can hit the
iPad.
Right square.
Yeah,
I have
you can hit the right square, but you're like, crap!
I like a big giant, yeah, no it is. It's right. Well, so is Tiny Horse. Their first game is also really
unpleasant
stressful.
Unpleasant
Horse.
Horse,
I mean. Tiny yeah. Wings, Unpleasant Horse.
They all
it all blends yeah. together. I want to know when these things are going to be ported to Android game or
probably. And they're not. They're not making any money off of them. So
buy an
I mean,
iPad.
They're just doing it for free.
LOL. Everybody else has one.
I don't. But
I don't either.
I kind of want one.
But I do have an iPhone. So
yeah,
so.
I have an iPhone.
Yeah.
So yep. Those are the things that I have been playing.
Cool. Christine?
I'm still making my way through Portal 2. It's one of those games where I play for like an hour and then I stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't finished yet either, and I'm very close to the end. Maybe this weekend I will
yeah.
finish.
Yeah, I'm excited for this weekend because that means I get to play games.
Long weekend. You
Long
can finally
weekend.
Finish and see what everyone
then
is talking
I've,
about.
I've also been playing L.A. Noire, which is why I was chiming in on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just never wanted to be a cop. And that's sort of why I'm having trouble, like, getting really into it. Because I'm just like,
I've never wanted to be
one. People are annoying. Like, but, and how does everybody know how to shimmy up a pipe?
Yes. Like, yeah, they're very skillful at pipe shimmying.
You,
that's not that easy.
Like, no. If you, like, went and found some person on the street and was like, climb this pipe, there's no way they would be able to do it. Let alone as quickly as these people do.
Everyone in the game climbs up the
pipes
really fast.
And you're like,
It's a pastime in LA or something.
Apparently. Well, when you're fleeing from the cops.
Oh, yeah.
And they
yeah,
always right. climb over pipes. To
see,
get
the problem is we're in San Francisco.
Yeah.
If you went to LA, everyone yeah, would be shimming the pipes. Yeah. That's
true. How they get to work. I think that they have that in like middle school. Like,
you're actually pipe not allowed. You're not allowed to move there until you demonstrate.
Exactly.
I wonder how Jess is doing on that.
we should call her now. She'd be so confused.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Have you shimmied up any pipes?
But yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it, but it's not like it's not grabbing me in the way that I thought it would.
Uh-huh. It's not grabbing me. I like the LA noir vibes. I mean, the noir vibe sort of thing, and that's kind of cool.
I like it. I just don't have like right now. I'm not chomping at the bit or champing. Oh,
thank
champing
you.
At the bit to go home and play it right now.
Yep.
Like I would rather probably play Portal 2 actually. But
which is an awesome game.
Yeah. I will finish Portal 2 this weekend. I say that, and I'm going to come back here next week. Like, I painted my freaking house. That's
how close are you to finishing?
That's
your
like
house.
A game.
Painting my house.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a whole summer project. It's. I mean, it.
So,
will
what
be.
Does your house look like right now? Is it like just
well,
part
the front
of it's
is no. The front is painted, so the sides are not because the sides are. You know, it's like cute. Our house is. We have a one-story house, but it's on a slope, so the front mm-hmm. is basically two stories high, and so then the sides of the house, it slopes up, so we have
are
to get a ladder.
Are you taking pictures as you
we
go?
We are.
So that you can make, like, a flip book?
Oh, shit. We have not been doing that.
Oh, and it's all painted.
So I painted. The other problem, I'm kind of annoyed that the house painting began, because I requested that it didn't, is that we have some of the sections of the house where the surface needs to be replaced.
Uh-huh.
So those parts we can't, like, I'm not going to paint yet. Like, we have to rip off a couple of, you know, like, and replace in the back. And then there's one side of the house that we probably actually aren't going to be able to replace this summer. So I'm going to have a freaking two-toned house that I will never see. And the only person who will ever see that section is our next-door neighbor. And
we actually,
sorry, Ken.
You should actually just go get, like, a can of spray paint and just write, sorry, Ken, on the side of
your house. So, nice. So I'm like, so we're going to have a freaking two-toned house. So we have primer all on the front, and then we primed most of
so
the back stucco
what you're saying
section.
Is it's business in the front and a party in the back.
Totally. Yes.
Gotcha.
That's what she's saying.
Yes. Yeah.
Has the rain affected your plans at all?
It has slowed it all down. And then we also have to replace the stairs going up to the front. And so then more will be painted and yeah, we'll see. My across the street neighbors, I think, are a little bit like, awesome. We're going to have to look at your piecemeal house for the next several months.
Yeah.
Nice.
My parents' house down the street mm-hmm. is somebody had, it was like a yellow front and a green back. So the house used to be green and they were trying to paint it yellow, but they never got to the back for literally like 6 or 7 months. So you had this like Sprite house where you had lemon and lime.
Ooh, they should have had the house sponsored.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah. Like a big 7-Up or Sprite logo or something. Great.
That will be my house. We will totally be two-toned for 6 months. Although it is not Sprite house. It is a terrible pinky beige.
With gray.
And we're painting it dark gray, but the old color is.
I was going to say,
yeah, no. The new color. Yeah, the new color. Ah! No, we're painting it dark gray, which I really like, but yeah, the old color is gross. Yes.
All right. So, what have you been playing, Nicole?
Enough about my husband.
Okay, so what I have been playing, unfortunately, is Kung Fu Panda 2, because I'm reviewing
it.
The Kinect version is actually decent. I enjoyed
decent,
it.
Eh?
It was. I mean, it makes
which,
sense.
Which
what
makes
do you
it,
do?
Like, which makes it the like Shining?
Punch moves? And you kick. Okay. And, yeah, is it like I a mean, rails? On are you on rails at all?
No. It's you know, the enemies just pop in front of you and then you punch and you kick and you dodge and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that was my that's my favorite version.
Cool.
The other version,
which is faint praise.
Yeah. it will be getting a significantly higher score than the other versions, which were terrible, and it totally kills me to say this because mm-hmm. the studio that developed it is Griptonite Games, which is part of Foundation 9 Entertainment, which is the company that I used to work for, full disclosure. So I know a good number of the people who worked on this game, and it just breaks my heart that I have to give them a terrible
score.
But you know, in their defense, I'm sure they had like 3 months to mm-hmm. make all the SKUs and not enough money to have enough people to work on it and everything. So because I saw that happen lots when I was there, so I'm sure that this was the case. this time around too. So yeah, Kung Fu Panda 2, okay on 360. Otherwise, don't bother.
Is it Kinect only? What if you don't have Kinect?
It's Kinect only.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And the Wii version is UDraw only, which is retarded.
What? Wait, what really, are you really drawing dumb. In Kung Fu Panda?
Oh, God. Oh, you aren't drawing. You don't even get me started.
It's your combat. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're like flicking what? The stylus.
Why?
I know, exactly. That's what I said in my review. Why? This does not make any sense.
It would be way That's better with just the Wii
It's even worse than yeah. Waggle. Wow.
This yeah. morning, I was listening to Nicole like... on yeah. the pad, because that's how you have to fight.
Yeah.
I kept hearing... across from me, and I was like, that yeah. must not be a fun game.
Yeah, the DS version is okay too. It's a turn-based RPG. Mm-hmm. Oh. But it's got some issues in that once you have unlocked this one attack, there's no challenge anymore. You can just obliterate all of your enemies right away. So but yeah, PS3 and Wii, not good at all.
It's just a case of the developer it's one of those things where they had to rush it out the door to make it in time for the movie.
Yep, kind I'm of sure thing. That what you give you the
so you finished the PS3 reviews up already, right?
No, it's written but it hasn't gone up yet. I'm waiting for Damon or Greg to take a look at it, but yeah, it's written. The Wii version is written. I'm writing the Kinect version right now, and I still have to finish the DS one. The DS game, surprisingly enough, is the longest of any of them. Wow. So, yeah.
Well, it is an RPG.
Yeah, that is true. So. Yep. So what else beside that? Oh, I've been playing Wizard 101. I got Isaac actually to play it a little bit. So he's been bugging me like, oh, we should play an MMO together. And I don't like traditional MMOs. And I'm like, well, here, why don't we play Wizard 101? And at first he gave me this look like, ugh. Like, ugh, really? And I'm like, just give it a try. Like, it's fun. I mean, we didn't actually get to do a whole lot together because he was starting from scratch and my character's already like level 10. But I don't know, we'll see. And he's been crunching lately, so he hasn't had much time to play other than that. And yeah, I think that's about it. I've been playing Cooking Mama on Facebook since I finally learned that it was on Facebook. I don't know how long it has been on there, but
yeah,
Majesco, I mean, it's true to the Cooking Mama franchise. Mm-hmm. You're doing the little mini cooking game things, and once you've cooked something, you can put it on a menu and open a cafe that you can just leave going, and you know, people pay to eat your food, and you get the experience for it. So,
and there's two new Cooking Mama games coming out.
Yep.
Yeah, one is Camping Mama.
Yeah,
which is called Camping Mama plus Papa in Japan or something like that.
What?
Yep. I guess there's a guy, Papa, who appears in this
is
game.
Is he Beard Papa? Does he make the...
Ooh. Beard Papa? No, I would totally play
I have no idea.
Make those cream puffs?
Yeah.
I hope so. That'd be awesome. And then it's like Kitchen Mama.
No, it's Cooking Mama 4.
Kicking Mama.
Kitchen Magic.
Kitchen Magic.
Because it's on the 3DS, apparently.
Oh. So the food's going to be in 3.
Oh yeah. My God!
It's gonna be right at you.
I wonder if, like, you know, when she gets mad and she has those flames in her eyes,
it's gonna be awesome. Stick out. That would actually be pretty funny.
That'd be terrifying.
So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing, and so we're gonna move on to our topic of the week, which is interesting article on our newly acquired brothers over at 1UP posted an article about. I think the original article is actually in The Guardian in the UK.
Yep, was yesterday.
They interviewed a guy who was actually a slave in China, and what he did for his slave labor was gold farming.
I thought he was in prison.
He was in prison. MMO.
Well,
he was imprisoned for petitioning the government improperly.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
so,
And then
how did he get out?
Prisons are,
He had like a 4-year sentence or whatever. Like they were like,
he spent gold farming.
Yes. Rack breaking during the day and gold farming at night.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And if he didn't, apparently, according to the story, they were trying to get gold farming in these video games. And if he did not get enough money, because the guards were making money off of it, and if he did not make enough money, he was literally tied up and beaten.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Seems weird.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I think I think it's true. I don't remember the name of the person, but on the Colbert Report, was it last week or the week before, he had a documentary filmmaker on there mm-hmm. who she's doing a documentary about this guy who is challenging the government in China. Mm-hmm. I forget what his name is. He's kind of an artist type guy. But yeah, like he built a new art studio or whatever and mm-hmm. they just tore it down.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's not yeah. a lot of dissent is not really
absolutely yeah. not tolerated, not,
no. encouraged or tolerated or any of those things. And I mean, there's a lot of shady stuff. Well, and it's, I mean, it's still, things have gotten much laxer in the past few years, but it is mm-hmm. still a communist government and yeah. they yeah. keep like super close tabs. I haven't been in China, but like I know when we went to Vietnam, which is also a communist yeah. government, like yeah. we had to turn in our passports every night. We had to hand over our passports wherever we were staying, and they kept them. Like, even we did an overnight train one night, and even there, like, they came in and it was like,
that's
so they can
scary.
Keep tabs on you. Yeah. Thank goodness someone told us, because we had friends who had been before us and they gave us a heads up.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
does happen and it's normal, because otherwise I don't know what we would have done the first night, like, when people are like, no. give me your passport.
You were like, no, like, no.
Is this a scam? No. Yeah. I'm not going to give you my passport so and that I can be stuck in this country.
They asked to, what was. I'm going to totally misquote it, but there's like an insane percentage of the police force and law enforcement is like just undercover stuff, like a third of it or whatever. Wow. I mean, and it's, I can't imagine that it's going to be dissimilar.
Even in China, yeah. that you have to have an escort everywhere. Like in journalists all the time, like I read the Economist every week, and they, when they have reporters, they often have to go undercover and try to mm-hmm. ditch this stuff because you're monitored all the time. Mm-hmm. And to get back on target, online gaming is huge in Asia mm-hmm, in mm-hmm. places like China. And a couple of years ago, if I read the OneUp article correctly, they tried to tighten up the rules for gold mining, but it's still obviously going on. And there's so much corruption and graft and everything going on in different elements of the government. Mm-hmm. And I think the prisons are state prisons, because everything is owned by the state. It is communism. So yeah. I can't imagine the government doesn't know about this, but it kind of goes back to like when we get spam stuff like, hey, Air mm-hmm. Jordans for $35. Yeah. There are people who are made to do that for hours yes. on end, just spam. They just have all these crazy dark ways of like getting mm-hmm. money.
Yeah. And you back to the games mm-hmm. a little bit in China, piracy is crazy there mm-hmm. because nothing is ever really brought in legally. For the most part.
Because,
so,
yeah, because the yeah. government won't allow it to come in legally.
Yeah, do you want to share the story about Jeff Green when he
Oh, went, yeah, yeah, yeah. So one of my oldest friends who works at PopCap now, and they have a studio there, and he went over, and, you know, he said, like, they would just be walking down the street, and Plants vs. Zombies, I guess, was very popular in there, and just tons of unlicensed PVZ merchandise like everywhere, like next yeah. to Mario stuff or next to Mickey Mouse. He was like, holy crap, that's a zombie right next to me, and none of it was licensed. I mean yeah. it's yeah, yeah. everywhere. Well, like I mean, almost all of that knockoff stuff that you see mm-hmm. is, you know, manufactured over there, and then
well almost everything is manufactured.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
They Even actually the real a, stuff is manufactured.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, they did a thing on ABC News where they went into a person's house and they claimed everything they had was American, and they even the stuff that said in America, all the parts were made in China. They mm-hmm.
yeah, just assembled in here. America.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's
they do that in like for Italian products too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was over there, yeah. they're like, "Yep, they're all just made in China. They bring them over here, assemble them, and then stamp made in Italy on it."
Yeah. Well, the, I know it's hard to get a hold of, but I read that in Rift there's like a coin lock feature where if somebody, in order to stop this kind of thing from happening or people breaking in and taking your in game money, they actually have something where if someone signs in your account and it's far, far away from where you usually are located, they will actually lock down your account so you can't get to your in-game money. And in order to get into it, you have to put in a code from that IP address. And like, there are ways to get around it, but in China, it's so sketchy that I know that there are certain things. I think
gold farmers aren't hacking other people's accounts. Usually they're setting up accounts and then
legit
just
accounts
yeah.
and earning a lot mm-hmm. of gold and then selling
like
it
that's all they do
players.
Yeah, yeah. selling it for actual money for the yeah. people who are too lazy to earn their virtual money yeah. through time.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm just saying, I'm throwing that
out
there.
Or who have lives.
Yes. I'm just throwing that out there. There are ways to get around certain things, so I can't imagine that there's not something you can do to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on the flip side, China is also starting to become a force in the development community. As Dana just mentioned, PopCap has a studio there.
Spicy Horse.
Snail Games is making
China.
The new Alice game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and American McGee, I mean, he lives there now. He started a studio there.
That's where he started the new studio.
Yeah.
I think Ubisoft has a studio in China. I don't think I'm making that up.
I'm sure they probably do. I mean, and it's China and India are the two places where most of the outsourcing in the game development world goes to. It's mostly art. I guess.
I bet you engineering too.
Yeah.
It's starting to be engineering, but game specific engineering is so kind of very specific to games.
Right.
So, like, someone who programmed a database isn't necessarily going to know how to program games. Mm. Whereas art is art. People can draw everywhere. Yeah. So, because, when I worked at F9, they would outsource some stuff to studios in China all the time. So, yeah. It's interesting.
I don't know what would prevent people from gold mining, honestly, but has anyone ever like protested certain developers for not doing something their
Blizzard
side?
Blizzard has tried to crack down. It's not the developers. I mean, they definitely do what they can, and if they find out that that's what people are using things for, then they shut down accounts. I mean, this comes down to the companies that set up, like, there are companies, and I don't know if it's now illegal, but I remember back when I was working at Computer Gaming World, it's like you would see ads for people who they sold virtual gold and things, and they got it through these gold farming practices.
And also, too, things that are happening in other countries,
it's really hard to regulate.
They have a really hard time, they don't have the same laws as we do, so... It's super hard, especially in China. You go to the government there and be like, you guys are doing something wrong. They're like, screw you.
They're like, we
screw
own
you, Western company.
Yeah. Really.
You owe us a bajillion dollars.
But one of the things that documentary filmmaker brought up that I thought was interesting, and she said that she thought that the Chinese government seemed to be cracking down on people contesting the government more. Since everything that has happened in the Middle East and that type of thing, so who knows
what
we might see in China.
It'll be interesting. I mean, it's a culture where people are raised to believe. Like, if you've read any books about stuff, like, it's you're just raised to believe that yes, the government tells you the truth. Whereas, I mean, I feel like here in the U.S., since right around since Watergate, we all
question everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, they're probably all lying to us, and that's such a foreign concept over there.
Trust
the
no X-Files. One.
Exactly.
Well, I saw a special on PBS. I brought up Snail Games earlier because I saw a special on China, and they were interviewing like the developer head of Snail Games, and everyone gave this answer that sounded mysteriously kind of rehearsed. Like, where it was just like, well, we like the fact that the government takes care of us and that they're like a parent, kind of thing. And I was like, maybe you mean that, but I can't help but feel like everyone said something similar. And it sounded, it started to sound like, come on, guys, we have to say this. We can't be caught on camera. We'll be thrown in jail and then we'll have to gold mine, video game. What do you want us to do? So I kind of feel bad because people are. You don't really know how they feel about their situation, given that they have to rehearse things.
I'm sure it's some of each.
Yeah.
On the off chance that we actually have a listener in China or someone from China who maybe lives in the States now, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So send us an email. And speaking of emails, we're going to move on to questions.
Woo!
Yay.
I had lots of Nintendo questions piling up that I was waiting for Audrey to return for.
Throw them at me.
As always, you can send questions to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. So this first question, it's a little old. This person said that they're getting a 3DS, which I'm sure they already have. So this may be totally irrelevant. But they wanted some suggestions for good original DS games. That they could get and play on the 3DS, and they had narrowed it down to this list, so they want to know what is the best one.
Okay.
Pokemon Black, Final Fantasy IV, Kingdom Hearts Recoded or 358/2 or however you say that. Dragon Quest 9/4 or Super Scribblenauts.
Well, I mean, those are all good choices. It depends on which of those genres you're really most interested in. For my money, I would go Pokemon Black just because there's so many hundreds of hours that you can get from that game. And it's backwards compatible. I mean, you can trade Pokemon from all of your older ones if you've played those older ones. So that's what I would personally do from that list.
I'm guessing Megan would go with Final Fantasy IV.
I would, but I would also go with Pokemon Black or White version. Mm-hmm. That's a really fun game. You get a lot of hours out of that. There's only ones I can think off the top of my head, so.
Yeah, the only one I've played is Super Scribblenauts, so I don't think I'm really
qualified to answer that. I was kind of iffy on Super Scribblenauts.
I'm just saying it's the only one.
Yeah. After a while, you're like, oh.
It's like I'm tired of making shiny tables fly. I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds like a cool concept.
Tired of pulling out a jetpack.
Yeah. Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Oh, and that question was from Alan. Next question comes to us from Blake. Blake wants to know if there are any games from previous generations that we may have missed the first time around and recently went back to play and were surprised and found something really great. Well, this wasn't recently, but I didn't play Dreamfall, The Longest Journey, until it was available for download on 360. It was an original Xbox game, and that was awesome.
But I pretty much don't, just because my list of games I intend to play is always so much larger than ones I get around to playing that I don't get through the current gen, the ones that are sitting right there. I don't I like going
I've
going
gone back,
back
and played Fable 1, but I never finished it.
Oh,
I just sort of like played around with it for a little while. I was like, okay. And then I looked at my backlog of current games and was like, I would rather play one of those.
Yeah, I
wanted to go back and play Parasite Eve, actually, because I missed it, but then the PSN store went down, so now I can't.
Oh, that's funny, because that's the one that he mentions that he just played.
Yeah, there you go.
I just bought a bunch of PS2 games for like $4 each, so I will tell you sometime in the future. I keep having a backlog of games, but I got Dragon Card.
Oh, that's right.
And
I forgot about that. Yeah, that you had.
And all that stuff. And I have I just got Tactic Ogres, Let Us Cling Together, PSP
that's
in
a
mail.
Good game.
So I will tell you how that is as well. And I played Portal.
Despite it being a terrible title.
Japan, what am I going to do with you?
Yeah. And then I played Portal 2 finally, like, last year when it came out.
Mean
like
Portal 1.
I'm sorry. I said Portal 2. Obviously Portal 2 is on my mind because it's an awesome game. Did I mention that? But yeah, and I really liked that because it drove my boss crazy that I never played it. And so he was like, take my orange box and play all of these games, but mostly play Portal. So I'm glad I did.
Had you played Half-Life before that?
No, I hadn't. And I have a hard time with first-person shit. No, I actually did Half-Life 2. On Orange Box, it's not very good. I hear it's better on PC. But the controls are kind of wonky on Orange Box.
You mean on PS3?
Yeah, PS3. Yeah. PS2, PS3. I'm tired. Leave me alone.
That's all right. Next question comes to us from Thomas. Thomas says he has lots of fond memories of when he was playing Pokemon Red on his Game Boy Color. And so that gave him an idea, and he wants to know what we think. What if Nintendo did a reboot of the classic Pokemon games, leaving them exactly as they were, but removing like bugs and things of that nature and putting them all on a DS card?
I'd play it.
Yeah, I've wanted that for a long time. They sort of did that. They did the GBA versions, Fire Red and Leaf Green, but they changed stuff, and so I was angry. Yeah. I was like, that's not where that NPC was standing. But
oh my god.
I know. I'm that nerdy. But yeah, what I'd really love to see is to see the original game maybe expanded a little on the console, and where you can run around in 3D models and all that stuff. That would be cool. That's not where I want the series to go, like for the core games, but I'd love a remake in that style.
Cool. Next question comes to us from Dammy. Dammy wants to know if we have ever cheated to win in a video game.
Like, what's cheating? Looking up an answer? Hell yeah, all the time.
Yeah. I look
not
up
cheating though.
I look up fact stuff all the time.
Yes.
I've never actually like used cheat codes in order to win.
No.
Although you can buy them now.
Well, I mean, cheat codes. I will. What you can buy?
You
cheat
like?
Codes?
Well, it's, yeah, like now developers or publishers or whatever are selling cheat codes like on Xbox Live, and they just like unlock everything from the beginning instead of you going through and playing the game.
That's kind of
it's really weird.
What's like,
it's like you're charging
$5.
Well,
yeah, but it's like people who would hire, like, because there are services where you can hire people to level up your WoW character. It's like the same thing. I'm like, you're paying someone to play the game that you're paying to play.
Yeah.
Like,
rather than playing it yourself. Like, what's the point?
Isn't the whole fun of it unlocking stuff? Like, why are
I don't think you would pay somebody to go see a movie.
For like,
read a book for you.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you would do that in college or something.
That's a little different.
But seeing a movie, I don't think. I've never heard of
that. I did that once. I'm ashamed to say I wrote somebody's paper in freshman year of college, and I really shouldn't have done that.
They're going to take away your degree now, Megan.
Oh, my God. Wait, no, they should take away the other person's degree.
Yeah, that's not my degree. I did all my work.
She did extra work.
Yeah, to be honest, it was a short, like, 2-page paper, but they were drunk and didn't want to do it. And I had a crush on the guy, and I was like, I did it for you.
It all makes sense now. Never again.
That'll
do it.
Never again.
I have never done anything like
that. I get really stubborn when I'm stuck in a game. I'm like, no, I'm figuring it out. I think the closest thing I've ever done to cheating, because I'm real stubborn-headed about that, is in Animal Crossing. I will cheat the heck out of the clock. I'm like, I'm not waiting a week to get the turnip. I'm going
to
change the clock.
I am happy to say
that's the only thing I'll do.
I did do that with Fable 2.
Because it's like, I don't have time to wait around
all
day to do this stuff.
Animal Crossing, I did that all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, I want it to be my birthday.
Exactly. Oh, yay. It's 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah. I did that in the GameCube version of Animal Crossing, but then I got the DS version and I sort of like made it a goal not to do that. Uh-huh. So I didn't.
Oh, wow.
I did not cheat the clock at all in the DS version, and I caught all the bugs and all the fish.
Oh, nice. Good job.
So, which means I was playing at night.
That must have taken you so long, because there are some that only come out in winter, some that only come out in summer.
Yeah, it did take about a year. So
wow. Good job. Yeah. I'm so impressed. Maybe the next one I'll try.
I don't know
just
what I was
you.
Thinking, obviously. When I think back of now.
Yeah, I was trying to cheat the system in Nintendox plus cats, actually, because I was like, oh, I want to get more money so I can buy a freaking cat. But it doesn't trick it when you change the clock on that. It punishes you because your animals are still, they're starving and they're thirsty, but you don't get to do the competitions again. So it knows. Yeah.
Wow. Mean.
I know.
Let us cheat.
I know.
Our next question comes to us from Magnus from Sweden.
That's a cool name.
It is.
Is that based off the Chrono Trigger?
I was wondering that.
Like, sure. I don't know.
That's a question for his mom, really. Yeah.
Magnus, I believe, was also the name of the vampire that created Lestat.
Oh, nice.
Chronicles.
I can't remember.
But he wants to know what we think about the lack of female editors in the game business.
There's a lot of them right here.
Yeah.
Well, but you know,
there
when
are
you
in general,
when you look at 1UP, there's.
Well, I mean, I went to a good indicator of this. I went to Capcom's event a few months ago, and even the people who worked at Capcom thought I was in PR.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I have had that happen with people that I have met, like who know me, and I'm like, wait, why do you think I'm like, and where they like asking about the event? You know,
it's so weird. And I was like, wouldn't you know me if I worked for you? Like,
here's the thing, though. Like, I mean, I don't think there's nothing. I think it's just a matter of like a lot more dudes want to be game editors. That there aren't that many women
it's
who want
true.
To be. Like, if you look at if you could ever see when IGN, whenever there's a job open at IGN, and we have an email alias, and if you could see like the list of things, it's like 99% dudes applying and like maybe 1% women. IGN, I think, is really good.
I mean, of the past 3 editors that we've hired, 2 have been female.
That's true. Yeah.
Audrey and Stephanie. And then
it's getting better.
Peter
is
the only recent guy that we hired. So, yeah. I mean,
IGN has a higher percentage of women working in editorial, I think, than any of the other.
And since we acquired 1UP, we have Tina now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's mostly community.
Well, she counts.
Yeah.
We'll counter.
Yeah. Okay. Next question comes to us from John. John is asking, this is in relation to me telling my husband he couldn't say that Mass Effect 2 sucked because he didn't finish it. But he's like, in that case, why is it okay to walk out on a bad movie or stop watching a poor TV show, but not stop playing a game if you don't like it? Well,
I've
never
walked out of a movie.
I haven't
either.
I have.
I have.
Yeah.
The Fisher King.
What?
Spy hard. I was in high school.
Spy hard, and because I couldn't learn my lesson, apparently. It was that terrible vampire movie that Mel Brooks did.
I have no idea which.
Dead and Loving It or something like that. Dumb.
Yeah. I wanted to walk out of Jurassic Park, The Lost World, but I didn't.
Was that three? Was that the third one?
Two.
That was two. Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, back to John's question. I don't think I ever said that it was wrong for my husband Isaac to stop playing Mass Effect 2 because he didn't like it. I just said he couldn't make a judgment on the game based on a couple hours.
It's different for a game too, because like for a movie it's only a couple of hours, so if you watch half the movie, then it's like you're probably not going to just start loving it all of a sudden. But for a game, if you only play an hour, it's like, well, there's still probably 40 hours left in there.
Yeah,
so it's kind of different. It's like a lot of people gave up on Twilight Princess after getting to the part with the wolf in the dungeon, and it's like, yeah, that's the very beginning of the game, guys. You gotta get a little further.
That's where I gave up too.
I've talked to tons of people who gave up there, and I understand, because it's really slow and boring up until that point, but it gets amazing afterwards. So
I think
kind
it's
of
also
a shame.
Important to differentiate between not liking a game and a game sucking. There are a lot of games that I don't like that I don't think are bad games.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Like Gears of War franchise, I could leave the whole thing. I don't care at all about it, but I'm not saying that they're not good games.
There's certain games you can't get into, but you can't make a blanket statement and be like, oh, it's just a terrible game. Right. Well, totally. I've played a lot of games. So there's nothing wrong with the gameplay. I'm just, I just don't care.
And in that case, too, my husband's just pouty because they toned down the RPG stuff. He was very mad about
that. Tell him to suck it up, because Mass Effect 3 will have that stuff back.
Yep. And Mass Effect 2, and I'm a huge RPG fan, and I played the first one, and I didn't like it as much as the second one. And even though it had less RPG elements in terms of gameplay,
I liked the first one more.
Did you? Yeah. See, I couldn't get into the first one, and it did have
I liked
RPG
them about
elements.
The same, honestly.
They each had their issues. The story better in the first one.
Yeah.
I liked the combat better in the second one. So it's like, can you just remake Mass Effect 1 using the combat of Mass Effect 2.
Saren actually somehow magically returns.
Okay.
Remake.
Next question comes to us from Nick. Nick is asking us a question about that rape lay game and game in Japan that was about...
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. But he said he saw an interview with the developer, and their kind of response of defending what they were doing was,
Anthony.
Anthony is
jumping
outside,
up and
jumping
down.
Oh, God.
You Bromley. Fake looking the window. That's disgusting.
Yeah, really.
But anyhow, back to this nice serious
topic.
He's
still doing it.
Yeah.
Why don't you
just ignore him? He'll
just
go away.
He
said that the developer, in their defense, was basically saying that how is this different from all these games where you are basically forced to murder people in order to win, which I can see the point. But his big question here is, would any of us oppose the ban of games, any game, if it was, like, really bad, like, I guess extremely...
Oppose it or support the ban?
Oppose the ban if of something that was terrible. Like,
I don't
like
the
was
thought
there
of,
a line like is there a line that
I
they
don't
could cross
I would... just I do not like the idea of banning games. And are there games that I think are despicable and wish should not exist and wish no one had come up with?
Yes.
Does starting to ban any games freak me out about a slippery slope? Yes. So yes, well, the Ray Play game I think is absolutely terrible, and I would never want it anywhere near, and I hope it made zero money, and I think it's despicable. Or if you talk about a game like and where anything like involving harm to kids or like just any like that makes me want to like hurt people.
Yeah.
But I don't want a band.
Yeah. I'm
true.
With you on
Ditto.
That.
All right. We all agree.
Otherwise Heavy Rain would have been banned.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not actually doing anything.
Well, no,
but
you aren't. But things happen.
Bad things happen.
Yeah. I mean, I had to stop the gang because I was like, I can't handle this. It's too much.
Yeah.
You know,
I've never started it.
The worst game, in my opinion, about that topic was actually Dante's Inferno.
And oh, right.
Yeah.
You have to kill. I mean,
oh, God, that just makes me want to vomit.
They're like demon babies, but they're still babies. And
Well, I was more grossed out by the lactating of them.
Oh.
I was like,
yeah.
Yes. This is the most disgusting boobs of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I almost, I literally almost stopped playing the game when I got to the point where I had to kill babies. Like, because it was like right after my first miscarriage, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. But I did end up finishing it, and I probably shouldn't have. It wasn't worth it. okay. Next question comes to us from Rob. Rob wants to know if any of us saw Sucker Punch, and if we did, what we thought of it.
Nope. I saw Sucker Punch.
I did as well.
Yeah. I wasn't happy with, I don't know, after the fifth rape scene, I think, that I was done. Yeah.
There are lots of rape scenes.
There's tons
movie?
Of rape in that movie. Tons. Wow. Yeah.
I actually I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was fantastic by any means. Yeah. But I kind of liked the aesthetic of it and the kind of dream within a dream.
Well, that director's very good at setting up a cool atmosphere and stuff, but
I didn't see it, but I will think... Oh, go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just saying,
skimpy outfits, I could have done without.
that was what I was going to talk about, is that I saw an interview with the director where he was like arguing that like these outfits were allowing them to be empowered about their sexuality, and every time dudes say that about like chicks that they have like put in hot, I'm like, just... No.
You're a dude. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Quit trying to justify it.
Hey, look, these women running around in bras and garter belts. Like, they're empowered.
So
Woo!
Empowered.
Dudes in general, I'm sorry. I love you all, but you can't make a judgment about what is empowering to women. You just can't.
I've gotten into arguments with men and some women over, like, Bayonetta, where I'm just kind of like, I understand there's a confidence you can have about your sexuality. But there's a point where it's just insulting to pretend it's anything but eye candy for.
Well, I think Bayonetta is just kind of tacky looking.
I just sort of threw that out there.
Yeah. So I mean, it was okay. I mean, it was it wasn't an awesome movie, but I kind of.
I was worried about him doing Superman. I was like, I'm sorry to God, if Superman rapes anyone, I'm going to be so mad.
I don't think that's DC.
And there were no rape scenes or anything in 300. We're talking about Zack Snyder.
Well, there's one. So. The guy's wife got raped. That's you can't true. Make a movie without at least one rape scene.
Uh-oh.
Someone's totally going to take that sound bite out of context.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, what probably will happen is Superman will rescue somebody from being raped.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I bet you that will happen.
Yeah.
Next question comes to us from Michael. Michael wrote in his letter on April 13th, which was technically the one-year anniversary of Girl Fight.
Oh,
wow.
And he wants to know what have been our favorite and least favorite moments of recording the podcast, and what are our plans for the future?
Least favorite moment I know right now is the episode that we recorded when you were gone, then the podcast crashed, and so it disappeared into the ether, and so we all sat in the room for over an hour. And then had nothing to show for it. So that's my least favorite moment of recording the podcast.
My least favorite and also most favorite are actually in the same episode. And that was the one when we had the used games debate.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jess was driving me nuts. And she knows that, but it's cool. But also my most favorite because we were all heated in this argument. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that Dana belched on the podcast.
Aww,
yes. And she totally
broke the tension.
Like, Christine, you were in the middle of talking, I think.
And then you're like,
totally forgot what I was saying.
Conflict makes me uncomfortable.
So that's mine.
I don't know.
I don't even have a favorite. Belching's fun. Sure, I'll go with that.
I like recording all the time.
I liked having Brenda Brathwaite on. It was fun. It was very fun listening to her. I mean, she's just a very smart person, and is thinking outside of this kind of very. I mean, the normal frame that we all look at through games is pretty traditional. So just that she's exploring all these really, really cool ideas, it's good.
Yeah.
I had the time I pwned Jess over Oprah, where she was talking about Oprah being like Maury Povich, and I took her to the mat for that. I was like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Oprah's amazing. Shut the hell off.
And I don't remember. I do not remember specifics. Like, I have such a bad memory. I'm just sort of remember having fun, but I don't remember. I would never remember a specific moment like that.
It was a moment of triumph.
I don't think Audrey's been on enough.
Yeah, not so much. I liked it when we all were reminiscing about our favorite Zelda moments.
Go figure.
Yeah, who knew?
All right, so plans for the future? We're going to keep going as long as I do.
And I'm actually going to be on here sometimes. Yeah. So.
You know, with you know, the merger with 1UP, we probably have Tina on every once in a while.
Yeah, because they should be in our office soonish after some
after E3, I believe.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. And planning on Jim Riley for episode 50. still planning to try to get more special guests on here and there. Although that's harder to work out because of this crappy phone system that we have here. So it's not so easy for us to just call somebody up and interview them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of easier if they're here.
Yeah. And maybe more giveaways or codes or something.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing more of that kind of stuff. So we got a question. Time for a couple more. The boys are outside. They want to record the debriefings, but they can wait.
Yep.
next question comes to us from Nathan. Nathan wants to know what it's like for us to see a quote from one of our reviews in a game advertisement. And do we wish that we were given more credit individually along with IGN as a whole?
No, on the individual credit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it's also funny because I got a request for a meeting at E3 and it was like, IGN called it and like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's my quote. Like,
yeah.
That to me. Like, I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's cool to see that happen, but yeah, I wouldn't want my actual name on it. No. I remember one time Ethan Einhorn got his name put on something from a preview. It was like, you know, this is the best thing ever, and it was from his preview, and the game ended up not being so good.
Oh, man.
And it was like, best game ever, Ethan Einhorn, game now. Like, so,
yeah. And he was like,
when I was in PR, I saw, it was like a Bad Company, I think, commercial, and they credited like Nate specifically. Oh, I was like, I know him. It was just sort of funny.
Yeah. Okay. Next question comes to us from Andrew. Andrew says we were talking about Roller Coaster Tycoon at some point. I'm sure. I don't remember it. But he says it's his favorite series of all time. Does he ever think that we will see another? And how involved did we get playing it? I played it like, oh my God. A lot. The first one, I could not get enough of that game.
I was never much of a tycoon person. Who made it? Was that Lucas? No. Who?
One guy made.
Wow.
The first
one. Right. I do remember that.
Yeah.
But I think he actually may have done the follow up. Solo too.
Which I didn't. Yeah. I got really mad at the follow up because it was pretty much the exact same game. Like nothing was improved. The art wasn't improved. I mean, nothing. It was it was like 1.5.
It was probably more expensive, though.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever see another one of those. I mean, it kind of.
I would
one
think
of those...
he could sell it the name though, and like have someone else crap a few out. Yeah. That would be terrible.
Why would you want that though?
I think there was one that came out on consoles at one point, and it was terrible.
Well, LucasArts. LucasArts did a theme park. Amusement park console game, but I don't think it was a Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. And he also notes that he thinks Audrey is adorable, and he says if he could best describe her, she would be a beetle in Cars, the movie.
Oh, I thought he meant like a beetle.
Yeah,
what a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, and just to freak you out, his handle is Naked Gamer.
Oh God. I was gonna say, oh, that's so sweet, but
okay.
As long as you're wearing clothes, that's
amazing.
We're very
going
sweet.
To wrap it up because the boys are getting mad at us. Thanks so much for listening. As always, if you have questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow each of us individually on my IGN. And you definitely want to tune in next week because this will be our big pre-E3 episode where we will be talking.
I'm the only one excited because I haven't been yet. But everyone is like, it's going to be terrible.
I'm only not excited because I've been dealing with this schedule for the last day. Yeah. So like just the logistically aspect of it makes
me but we're going to make Dana forget about the schedule. Yes. And we're just going to talk about all the cool games that are going to be there and what we are excited to see. So you'll definitely want to tune in for that. But thanks for listening and we'll be back with you next week.
Bye.
Bye.